Hi, I'm Chet Kapoor, CEO of Apigee. Our mission at Apigee is really simple, to deliver products that make every business a digital business. A digital business is one that creates value by delivering a connected digital experience to customers, to partners, and to employees. We live connected experiences in our lives every day. Say you want to go to the restaurant, you go to Yelp, take a look at the reviews, you can call them right from the Yelp app, or you can get directions to the restaurant directly from the Yelp app. That is a connected experience. These connected experiences are delivered by APIs. An API is an application programming interface. It is how apps talk to each other. Think of it as a door for which data flows through and systems can talk to each other. These APIs need to be secured, managed, analyzed, and scaled. And that's what Apigee does. We deliver an intelligent API platform that lets enterprises secure, manage, analyze, and scale their APIs so that they can deliver connected experiences to become digital businesses. Let's take an example. Walgreens came to us 3 years ago. They knew the world was changing. It was the world of Instagram. They worked closely with us to deliver a photo prints API that lets their customers print pictures that they take directly from their phone to Walgreens. We then went off and built out a prescription API. It gives their customers the ability to refill their prescriptions and opt into getting a text message when the prescription is ready. That program has been so successful that Walgreens fills a prescription every second of every day in the US. In fact, their digital programs have been so successful that they have a stated strategy of having an API around the store. It's not just Walgreens. There are many customers like Expedia, like GoGo, and like Swisscom that are on this digital journey. We have the chance to work with hundreds of customers as they go through this digital transformation. And these customers have some things in common. They want to increase revenue, accelerate time to market, and deliver the right experience at the right time on the right device. To do this, they need an enterprise stack. Today, enterprises have a system of record. It is, think of it like an 18-wheeler or an oil tanker. Very stable, works really well. It's taken them years to implement. But the consumers of today, our customers, our partners, our employees, expect the pace of change to be much, much faster. And this creates a significant impedance mismatch. The only way to solve this impedance mismatch is to create a system of engagement. And we believe the system of engagement has to be delivered through an API platform. Systems of yesterday only scale to millions of users. They have centralized security. They don't use data much. They focus on IT ops, and mobile and cloud are just add-ons. The systems of engagement required to deliver connected experiences have to scale to billions of users. They have to use data very extensively. Cloud and mobile has to be a first-class citizen. Security has to happen at multiple points of engagement, and innovation has to happen all over the place in a distributed manner across your customers, across your partners, and across your employees. This creates a significant opportunity for us. We have done a bottoms-up analysis of our customers across many verticals and think the TAM is about $5.5 billion. Gartner has a number of $27 billion. Either way, it's a large target market opportunity for us. We've seen this movie before. 15 years ago, every company wanted to have a website, and some of those wanted to become e-commerce companies. They were using Java, and they were using products from companies like BEA Systems. I had the option to be at BEA Systems, where we delivered WebLogic. It was a platform to make companies e-commerce companies. We think the opportunity today is far bigger because digital actually disrupts everything, and you have the opportunity to remake your business across all aspects of your business. And with a focus on APIs and creating mobile-first technologies, we think Apigee can capitalize on that. We deliver an intelligent API platform. Our flagship product is Apigee Edge. Edge is about exposing digital assets so that developers can build apps that deliver connected experiences. It also gives you analytics from across the value chain. Our second product is Apigee Insights. Apigee Insights is a self-service predictive analytics product that takes structured and unstructured data, adds time series to it, and gives enterprises insights on what their customers are doing so that they can predict what they will do in the future. And recently we introduced Apigee Link. Apigee Link is for IoT, and it takes devices and connects it to the cloud so that enterprises can deliver secure, intelligent, connected experiences for their customers. All our products are available in the cloud and on premises, and it's all consumption-based pricing. Now let's talk about some of our features. In 2014, 1 billion records were hacked. Security matters. Apigee has taken a very comprehensive approach to security, applying security to all points of engagement, starting with the user, at the app level, with developers, with the API, even with the API team, and then incorporating security that's already available in the back end. This enables us to have our customers deliver a secure connected experience for their customers as they go forward. If software is going to take over the world, developers are going to make it happen. There are 18.2 million developers out there, and over 50% of them are doing API development. Making these developers productive is really important, and it accelerates time to market. Developers come in many different shapes and forms. There's IoT developers, there's mobile developers, there's API developers, and there are data scientists. They're developers as well. Some of these developers love to use APIs, and they like code, and that's the world they live in. So creating a platform to make them productive, as well as take the simple tasks that they can do through configuration tools, is a really important part of our approach. Predictive analytics is a huge market. In fact, a lot of people would say that it is the killer app for big data. We've taken a unique approach to predictive analytics. We think insights is a way to deliver an intelligent, connected experience. With every interaction comes data. And if you take that data and you apply customer journey analytics and time sequencing to it, you gain tremendous insights. Those insights can be used to predict behavior. And once you start predicting behavior, you can deliver an intelligent, connected experiences for your customers. You can do these things on the technical side by increasing the cache size as your traffic is spiking, or giving or waiving ATM fees for your customers when they're standing next to an ATM that does not belong to you. There are many such use cases that are being delivered by our customers every day. 25 billion things. That's a lot. IoT is doing great today. It makes all our devices smart. You can adjust your thermostat, you can open your garage, and there's so many more things you can do. But IoT can do so much more with the devices that are already smart. How do you take those devices that are manufactured by different companies and work with different protocols, connect them to the cloud securely, and then analyze the data and make all of that available through a RESTful API so that a developer can take it and deliver a connected experience? That is what Apigee Link does. It securely lets enterprises connect devices to the cloud and make it available for developers so that they can deliver a connected experience. So your garage door opens when you're 50 feet away from your house and your lights turn on and your temperature in your house is set as your garage door opens. These things have tremendous implications on the enterprise market as well. Here are some customers talking about our features. It is great to see our customers talk about the products that we deliver. We have created a tremendous platform. Everything is available as an API. You can use one API or multiple APIs, and they're all curated to make it easier for our customers to deliver mission-critical solutions. Our cloud platform is available across 12 data centers in 5 geographies with a single mission of doing mission-critical scaling. We've had tremendous amount of traffic during Black Friday in 2013 and 2014. Our traffic went up 4x from Black Friday in 2013 to 2014. In fact, at the last Black Friday for one of our customers, we doubled the capacity in 2 hours, all while not affecting any other customer. This is unheard of, and we are successfully doing this for many customers. It is important to note that we are on the critical path of traffic. If Apigee goes down, our customers, our retail customers, don't make money on the biggest day of the year for them. And so we've delivered the experience now over many years, a mission-critical experience over many years, and plan to do that again in 2015 and many years to come. Our competition comes in 3 different forms: build it yourself, assemble point solutions, or legacy solutions that do bolt-ons. We win because we have the speed of innovation. If the system of engagement is the way to get through the impedance mismatch between the system of record and what customers are expecting, you have to innovate quickly. We have to make it easier for our customers to deliver functionality on a regular basis. We also are focused on simplicity. It's a journey we embarked on a while ago, and we continue to walk that path, making it really easy for people to configure using our tools, as well as making APIs available so that they can code to it. Scale is a really important part of what we do. In our cloud itself, we delivered over 100 billion API calls last year, and we're well on our way to blow through that record. All of this has to come together in a mission-critical form, on-premises as well as on the cloud, because customers are betting their businesses on Apigee. These things create a significant and a high barrier of entry. We sit right in the middle of 3 major market trends. SaaS has already been happening, but now customers are moving their infrastructure to the cloud as well. Big data is already big, but it's getting bigger with IoT because of the amount of data that is going to get produced. And lastly, every company wants to be a software company. And as companies want to become a software company, it is developers that make it happen. We sit in the middle of 3 major trends. SaaS has already been playing out, but now enterprises want to move the infrastructure to the cloud. Big data is already happening, but it's going to get bigger with IoT because of the amount of data that's going to be produced. Every company wants to be a software company, and developers are the ones that are going to make it happen. Our business model starts with developers. We have made all our products available so that developers can come in with their email addresses and use the products that they like. We have over 190,000 developers, and they come from 8,000 enterprises that are using our products. As these developers get used to our products and they want to deploy them in a mission-critical form, they call Apigee. And our field sales and our inside sales gets involved. And we try to make sure we cater our solutions directly for their needs. We also have a global reseller deal with SAP. We have the opportunity to unlock the value through APIs for every SAP instance in the world. We're very excited about what we are doing with our SAP partnership. We also have a strategic relationship with Accenture and many other global system integrators. This gives us an opportunity to expand our customer base in many different ways because of the global reach they have, as well as the conversations that they're having at board levels and CXO level. Digital transformations is not just about IT. It is about getting many facets of the company involved. We are humbled every day with the opportunity that we get to be part of the journey that our customers take. And here's David Thodey from Telstra talking about his journey. Our customers have the opportunity to land with us in multiple ways. They can start with just using our developer product, and then they can engage directly through our sales force. They also can work directly with our partners to make that happen. Our customers can land with us in 2 different ways. They can come in through one of the 3 channels we have. They can use our developer product, they can come in to our direct sales force, or they can come in through our partners. They can also come in through different products that Apigee has, Apigee Edge, Apigee Insights, or soon to be Apigee Link. They expand with us in three different ways. The project that they start with is successful and they want to add capacity to it. Many of our customers, our retail customers, did that with Black Friday. They may have another project or another API that they want to use with the same product they've already been using. And lastly, they expand by using multiple products. They may start with Edge, and then they want to add predictive analytics or enhance it or expand it to use Apigee Link as they go forward. This gives us our platform approach gives us an opportunity to expand in multiple ways with our customers. We have a tremendous amount of momentum in the cloud. Our developer reach is already increasing every quarter. But what's really interesting is our platform approach is working. The network effect of our customers' developers is actually visible by the number of folks touching Apigee technology and being successful. The number of APIs that go through Apigee, as well as the number of apps that use the APIs that are exposed through Apigee technology, is also increasing. We've assembled a great team. The enterprise software space is changing. The way customers are buying and the way software is built is changing significantly. We've assembled a team that doesn't live by the rules of tomorrow, but wants to create the rules of the future. It is great to have a team that is single-mindedly focused on solving customer problems. We have a great team. The enterprise software business is changing significantly. Customers' buying patterns are changing, and the way you build and deliver software in the cloud is changing significantly as well. We've assembled a team that doesn't play by the rules of yesterday, but is interested in creating the rules for tomorrow, all with a single-minded focus on solving customer problems. It is great to have someone like Tim on board who is building a company for the future.
Thanks, Chet. Hi, I'm Tim Wan, CFO of Apigee. As you heard from Chet, enterprises are all going through a digital transformation, and Apigee is at the center of this journey. At this time, I'd like to share with you our financial overview, as well as some operating metrics. We're going to talk about the strong revenue momentum that we've had, as well as the shift to a recurring business model, and how we embrace customers and expand those relationships over time, and why we believe we have a long-term scalable business model. We primarily have two offerings. A subscription offering, which over two-thirds of our new customers prefer today, and a licensing model, an on-premise solution, where some of our customers have not yet embraced the public cloud. We believe this is an efficient use of our capital to continue to acquire customers, but over time, those licensing customers will shift to a subscription model. Because of this digital journey that's happening with enterprises, they actually seek Apigee out to help them with their transformation. So we have a small element of professional services. We expect that percentage to decrease over time as our ecosystem continues to grow with new resellers and partnerships. Our revenue has been growing. Over the last 2 years, our CAGR was over 38%. If you remove AT&T, one of our large customers, our two-year CAGR was over 60%. Let's look at the first half of 2015. Our revenue grew over 39% over the prior first half. And our billings grew over 59%. That strong revenue momentum. Within our revenue, we are seeing a shift in our mix. More and more of our customers prefer our subscription offering. As a result, subscription now represent 45% of our total revenue as of the last quarter, and 77% of our deferred revenue. This continued change and shift into subscription will improve our predictability and visibility into our business going forward. Our renewal rates for our subscription is over 85%. One of the key strengths of Apigee is that we're a global company. Digital transformation isn't just happening in the US. It's happening all over the world. 33% of our revenue in 2014 came outside the US. In the first half of 2015, it was 38%. Our customer base comes across a broad set of different verticals and industries. That speaks to the horizontal nature of our platform. Let me tell you a little about our top 10 cloud customers. They come from an array of different businesses. We generally start with an initial purchase, and over time we offer new projects, new services, and new products. Our top 10 customers today, over a three-year period, have spent 8.5 times more than their initial purchase. That truly speaks to the value that we're adding to these enterprises. We've invested aggressively for our growth. We've invested in marketing for the leadership position that we are in today, and we've invested in our R&D to build out the horizontal platform that many enterprises are building their digital business on. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million, and we were almost cash flow positive. We invested and we recognized the opportunity Apigee had, and we invested in our marketing and R&D. And in the first half of 2015, our operating margins has improved. We believe we're at an inflection point where now we can scale our business given the investments we've made the last 2 years. Over the long term, subscription will continue to be a main source of our revenue. We believe the shift will continue over time to be 65 to 70%. Our gross margins will continue to improve as we've done over the last 2 years. And given the market leadership we have, given the products we have in the pipeline, and given the market trends, we believe our operating margins will be in the 20%. Thank you, Chet. We've been investing aggressively in our growth, both in the marketing and in our R&D for the platform that we've built. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million, and we were almost cash flow positive. But we also recognized the opportunity ahead and the market and the changing marketplace, and we made our investments over the last 2 years in R&D and marketing. And we believe we are at an inflection point, as you can see in 2015, that we've narrowed our operating margin and continued the momentum with our revenue growth. Over the long term, we believe consumer, customers, and enterprises will continue to push towards our subscription offering. We believe that will be a larger component of our business. We will continue to improve upon our gross margins, as we've done over the last 2 years, as we continue to optimize and make our platform more efficient. Given the market trends, given our ability to execute, and given the robustness of our products and services, we believe we can achieve a 20% operating margin in the long term. Chet? One of the key strengths of Apigee is our global presence. In 2014, 33% of our revenue came from outside the US. This speaks to the fact that digital transformation is happening all over the world. In 2014, 38%. One of the key strengths of Apigee is our global presence. 33% of our revenue came from outside the US. That speaks to the digital transformation that's happening all over the world, not just in the US. In the first half of 2015, 38% of our revenue came from outside the US. But we don't just serve one vertical or one industry. As you can see, our platform is truly horizontal. One of the key strengths of Apigee is our global presence. In 2014, 33% of our revenue came from outside the US. That speaks to the digital transformation that's happening all over the world, not just in the US. In the first half of 2015, 38% of our revenue came from outside the US. But we don't serve just one vertical or one industry. Our platform is truly horizontal. As you can see, the broad industry set that we serve. One of the key strengths of Apigee is our global presence. In 2014, 33% of our revenue came from outside the US. That speaks to the digital transformation that's happening all over the world. In the first half of 2015, 38% of our revenue came from outside the US. But we don't serve just one industry or one vertical. Our platform is truly horizontal. As you can see, the broad range of verticals and industries that we are serving, a diverse set of industry that we are serving. One of the key strengths of Apigee is that we are a global company. 33% of our revenue in 2014 came from outside the US. In the first half of 2015, 38% of our revenue came from outside the US. This speaks to the digital transformation that's happening all over the world. Looking at our customer base, as you can see, they come from a broad range of industry, and that speaks to the horizontal nature of our platform and the scale in which we've built it. Looking at our customer base, they come from a broad range of industry, and that speaks to the horizontal nature of our platform and the scale in which we've built it. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million, and we were almost cash flow positive. But we recognized the opportunity and the large addressable market. We invested in R&D, sales and marketing. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million, and we were almost cash flow positive. But we also recognized the enormous opportunity for Apogee, and we invested in our sales and marketing and our technology platform. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million, and we were almost cash flow positive. But we also recognize the opportunity and the market trends changing, and we invested in our marketing and technology platform. And we are now able to capture that opportunity. Looking at the first half of 2015, we have continued with our revenue momentum and narrowed our operating margin. We are a disciplined management team. In 2012, our revenue was $28 million and we were almost cash flow positive. We saw an opportunity and we saw the market changing and we invested in our technology platform and our marketing. We've proven that the model worked back in 2012 and we know the model will work going forward. As you can see, we've continued to accelerate our revenue and narrow our operating margin. We feel we are now at an inflection point to capture the market given the investment we've made in the last 2 years. Apogee is at the center of this digital transformation, and we would like you to join us on this journey. Apogee is at the center of this digital transformation, and we want you to join us on this journey. Chet? Apogee is at the center of this digital transformation, and we want you to join us on this journey. Chet? Apogee is at the center of this digital transformation, and we want you to join us on this journey. Chet?
Our opportunity grows with a connected world. Connected experiences change everything. They've already changed our personal lives, and they're well on the way to completely disrupt the enterprise technology stack, or as we call it, remake the enterprise technology stack. Apogee has always believed that APIs are the foundation for delivering the connected experience. We have led the API market and will continue to do so. We now have taken the leadership and are innovating in the IoT space. Where you see a device, we see an API. And we will continue to do what we did in the API space in the IoT market. But we're not stopping there. We've taken predictive analytics and put it together with our IoT and API offering so that our customers can deliver the right experience on the right device at the right time. With our platform approach, we have the opportunity to expand beyond APIs into IoT, into predictive analytics, and disrupt adjacencies like security and monitoring. We are Apogee, and we're just getting started. We are Apogee, and we're just getting started. We are Apogee, and we're just getting started. In fact, Walgreens delivers a prescription every second of every day in the U.S. Walgreens delivers a prescription every second of every day in the U.S.